Hello and welcome to the Pony Developer Sync. Today is May 4th, 2021. Happy May 4th to you, if that means anything to you. Thank you to everyone who joined in person and to anyone who is tuning in later. My name is Andrew Turley. I'll be the host. If everybody here can just say hello and introduce themselves, that would be great.
I'm Joe McElvain. Happy Cuatro de Mayo.
I'm Gord Tischer.
I'm Red Davis.
All right. Got a crew here. So let's go ahead and jump in. If you are in the meeting or if you are tuning in later, the items that we will discuss today are in the Pony Zulip, in the sync stream under the 2021-05-04 topic. So you can head over there to get a look at what's going on. So we will start, as we do, with Pony C. Looks like we've got, or sorry, start as we do with RFCs. We've got a PR. This is the add string ISO proposal. So this is up for vote. Are there any other thoughts? Should we just vote right now?
Let's go for it.
Okay. All in favor? Aye.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm in favor.
All opposed? Sounds like we have three approvals and one abstention.
Oh, I'm not a core dev, so I'm not voting.
Okay.
But I would approve. I think it's glorious.
Okay. Good. Okay. So in that case then, I realize I'm not signed in right now. Can somebody else just mark that appropriately?
Yeah, I can do that.
Thanks. All right. It's gonna make me log in here. Give me 1 second so I can get to everything. Great. Okay, so that's all we have for the RFCs. For Pony C, we have two PRs. The first one is limit LLVM submodule clone depth to 1. That's 3749. Okay. Gordon, it looks like you commented on this to ask for a...
Yeah, I don't think it should be all or nothing.
Yeah, okay. Makes sense. Okay.
So I'm glad this turned out to be simpler than was feared.
It's always a good thing. All right, and then work in progress, update LLVM to 12.0.0, that's 3745.
Yeah, so everything's working except for the 32-bit ARM cross-compilation. And I'm pretty stumped. It's like trying to throw an error, but then never catching it, so.
When you say throw an error, you mean like a pony error?
Yeah, it's calling, in pony, it's calling error, and then it never reaches the personality function that was defined by the LLVM.
Did we have to do any updates to the personality function LLVM IR for this version?
Nope, I didn't have to change anything.
Okay.
It's not really my area of expertise, so.
Okay, I can take a look at this. I wish it was reproducible in a less obscure context, but I can try to figure out if there's something we need to change in the LLVM IR.
I'll put some sample code that's much smaller that that reproduces it.
Thank you. And are you able to reproduce using QEMU locally?
Yeah, I made a I've got Debian working in a QEMU, and I can copy the cross-compiled executable over to there and then reproduce it on there.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll take a look at the LLVM IR and see if there's anything that looks like it needs to be updated for. It's weird that it wouldn't. It's weird that it only shows up in this one place. But if it has to do with just like not being caught by this personality function, I can look into how the personality function. It may need to be changed. See if it changes something.
Yeah, it's just the when you call, what is it? Oh, I put that comment in Zulip. When you call the function to throw the exception, the function's not supposed to return, but it does, and it returns with an error code, so.
Okay. All right. I will look at your comment in Zulip and take a closer look at this.
Okay. We have two issues for PonyC. The first one is release 0.41.0, issue number 3747. This is a reminder that the release will is planned for this Friday. The other one is infinite loops / recursion are optimized incorrectly. That's 1930. Going way back. Gordon, is this, looks like there's something here related to the work that you've been doing.
Sorry, I was away for a second.
Okay. This is PonyC 1930, infinite loops and recursion are optimized incorrectly.
I haven't looked at this one or tested it, but okay. It looks like Orha says it's been fixed in that branch, so that's cool.
Okay. All right. So that's it for PonyC then. We have three PRs for the Pony tutorial. We've got explain object capabilities in more detail. That's 472. Looks like okay, yeah. Looks like if anybody wants to start looking at that, it's kind of an open invitation to start reviewing. Okay, and then there is update FFI chapters to reflect RFC 68. Looks like Bora and Sean have been having a conversation in here. I don't know if anybody else has anything they want to add here.
They've asked me for another review, so I'll review this and get back async on this.
Great. Okay. Update for changes to use George Steed's subtyping model. That's 449. What's the latest here? Okay, so Sean's going to merge this as part of the release process for the next version. Okay, so that makes sense because corresponding changes are not yet in Pony C. So shouldn't update the documentation. That makes sense. Then we have one issue actor section lacking usage examples and important properties.
This is just a comment from last week's sync that got caught up in the time frame for script.
Someday I'll fine tune the script a little bit. Today is not that day. Okay, so that's Pony tutorial. Pony Lang website, we have Last Week in Pony, 667. So that is there. Broken and outdated playground examples, 665. Okay, so yeah, basically it looks like we need to figure out how to fix some of this or come up with a plan around this. I don't know if there's much else to say there, at least not in here, but feel free to comment on that. And finally, we have README version updater action should be able to work with release XYZ tags as well. It's issue number 24. So this is Sean with some changes he'd like to see to this. So again, I don't know if anybody has anything they want to say about this one. Sounds like not. Okay, that's it then for the issues that we have listed here. Are there any things that we haven't talked about that anybody would like to talk about in this sync before we finish up? I have waited the requisite time. I'm assuming that silence is consent on this one. So sounds good. Well, thank you everybody then for tuning in. We will get together again same time, same place next week, May 11th. So until then, take care and thank you.